This is Mikra Tzadik Vav, Sifya Aleph, Sugya Pilatus.
Pilatus. The Mar Shabbos brings down in terms of how long is the Lady Pilatus. The Mar says, "When I am Pilatus, Shabbos is there to be a Shlishi Shei Tameo." Third day, which is going to be Tameo, and the Mar brings down a Makar. Sugya brings down a Machlekes between Osman Azai, Rishmal, Rekiva, whether it's going to be 3 days, 5 days, a third day. And the Gemara on the base for Zeis. Amar of Abba, Reichna Zidurei Shmar, Kiva Chom Oimim, Sheish, Oinus Shlemus. The Pasha of the Gemara says 86 Oinus Shlemus, you have to have 72 hours, and until 72 hours, that's the Zman a lady's going to be for one. There's a Gersa, which the Gersa Gar brings down. Gersa Gernim, Shleish Oinus. The Gersa of the Gernim is going to be 3 Oinus. And it's not going to be 6 Oinus. This is the Gersa of the Rambam, that the amount of Zman of Ladies Paletas is only going to be 3 Oinus as opposed to being 6 Oinus. Which is me, when you get that luck, it means tremendous luck in Alaka. In other words, Paletas, when we say here, Paletas, it's 6 or days and a Kiyam. So if it's going to be 6 Oinus, you're going to have to wait 3 full days. If it's just going to be 3 Oinus, it's just going to be a day and a half. My sister is the Rambam, the Goinim holds Dafka 3 Oinus, it's not going to be 6 Oinus. Where we should hold it's only 6 Oinus. But the round model is the gay is on the where it comes in the gay is ladies who have issues with fertility and have a very short cycle. So if you wait 5 days, a lot of times you end up missing the ovulation. Ladies have a 25-day cycle. So we have a 25-day cycle, so if you wait 7 days, 9 again, you wait 5 days, 5 days, you end up missing the ovulation. I'm thinking if you knock it down to 3 oinus, like the Rambam, will come out that you'll be able to make it. So we have to discuss. What we're passing like, I was sending a Hamashat Zabchak, and that's something we have to discuss in the Hamashat. Fine. The Gemara on Daf Lama Gimel declares, Boy Ram Rechon, Pleish Shiv Chazer, Mash Tisra Beziva, a Pleish Shiv Chazer, Yisoyser and Ziva, the Gemara is a Kasha, Roya Haisa Vesisaris, the Tum and the Gea, Havi Vesisaris. The question is it a Tumas Ria and a Bisaiser, or just a Tumas Nikia, and it's not going to be Sisaris? So what's the case which we're talking about? So Rashi says, Kuneshim Shemesh of a Zayiv, Rashi talking about you, Shemesh is when the person was a Zavi, did the Isser, Pasuk of Hiskil, Mimlais, Apoletas, Mash Tisim, and that. And the question is, which we show him about, but he takes this, and other we show him is that, how you can have a case where you can be pledged to a Zara during, when she's a Zava. In order to be a Zava, you have to see 3 days in a row. In order to be a Zava Dela, in order to Zayin Kiyan. If the amount of time which your Pilates is only going to be 3 days, the maximum Shita, so come out when she's being Pilates, where's the case that she's going to be Seisr of the Zayin Kiyan? You only have to do Zayin Kiyan if you see Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So when does she have Tashmish? When does she have Tashmish? If you only Pilates for 3 days, and you only come a Zavah see 3 days, so what's the Hecha Timsa that you can let us during the Zainakim that doesn't be a Shaila that we shadow it when it's Seisr? That Tais is Kashmir. Tais asks, what's the case? So Rashi answers the question. It's talking about you did this, or? Rishon's over. You boil a Yisr, you boil a Zava, and short 3 days in a row, you boil a Zava. Now the question is, what happens now? Is it Seisr, or is it not Seisr? That's our Rashi answer to the Kashmir. Shum Shum Zayv. The Rashi is bothered by that. What's that? Dimsa Taisis, you're Shum Shum Zayv. Taisis says, I'm a Rebbe Mashachas Vahatar, you can have Vahatar. What's the case? Said Tisla, they play the Acher Rias Kimim Yom Ritzufim. We hold like they're Bonan, and they need 3 full days. Kamek Rabban Pekar Akiva, they mean the Shay Sainish Lamis, and the Sainish Lamis. So being that you're going to have to have 6 Einish Shlamis of being of the Taira, so you saw right away on Sunday, and so let's say Sunday afternoon, and you had tashes beforehand. So it'll be day one of the to be a Zava, you have 3 days to be a Zava, but you boil before that, if you have 3 days, and you still be Pilates during that time. Huh? It's only 4, you're not going to have that. You have to have 6 Oinus Shlemus. Okay, look at this one. Inami, second test is Riachas, it's Riachas, and you have to take in Ramzi. So guess enough, what's Chaz over here? The question was, how do you have a case of Paletas, which you're not going to be during Paletas, if you need six Oinah Shlemas and Zobas 3 days, how are you going to have it? You're going to have it. Rashi says to me, did it, sir? That's what Rashi learns the case. Takes the second tariff, says you have to come to Zera, that you see a Mashu, who's after his Zainakian. So it's like the case. You saw a Mashu, you have to wait Zainakian, you have to sit this up at Zava, and you Paletas the day before end, and that's where it's in the game. And the first tariff says, is, if you owe these six Oinah Shlemas, so then it will come out that you boiled during the day, you saw that day right away. That's day one of the Zava, and you don't have, and then you can have six Oinah Shlemas can be after the Zman a person did the Zava. So he says, why isn't the first Tarsus a Pasha? The first Tarsus a Pasha, why isn't that a Pasha of Tarsus? Like Rashi says, somebody did an Isser. Tarsus says, maybe after Chumash Abzeh, why didn't he nap? What? The what? Okay, maybe the other time that could be one ma'alach. The Masha says the reason why it's not so pashut is because the Gemara says in Amud Beis, what's the Tanya? The Gemara says that you have to have. Where say the Gemara says a case, even Tosfos all Zion. What's going on? According to Tosfos, every single case, which we're talking about, is always going to be the first day. You did the math, right? No, I'm going to Tosfos starts. No, the reason why the Tosfos starts, Chasha does. Why Rashi say from Mishamish Vazayiv? Rashi says you have to do it so. Why don't you? Why don't you say like Sanyas Tosfos is the only Kemta? You have to go around there. That's all Kemta. Why isn't the first Tosfos a Chasha of the Tosfos? Masha says because according to the first Tosfos, it'll come out that every single the case of the Gemara is going to be talking about that was on the first day. And the Gemara talks about the Tosfos that the Gemara saying you have a problem with Tosfos Zayin. So, in Tosfos, the second Tosfos is always going to be on the first day. Therefore, that's why Rashi didn't want to say like the first Tarets of Tosfos, because what's the Chetimsa that you're being Seisa more than one day, according to the first Tarets of Tosfos, it's always being Seisa one day. That's the Doichik in the first Tarets of Tosfos. So my show says, in Tosfos, the Maisa, how you have taka vechetimsa that if you say some more than one day, and a chanami, if you wish amsha this, it could be such a thing. Or that could be negi, it could be such a thing. So since it is negi, sometimes you wish amsha this, therefore that's what the Gemara means. But the Maisa, that was successfully the first time. So that's what Rashi wants to learn. Fine. I'll go upon the Shidas arrive, the Rabbi is the Kiddush over here, the Rabbi says that this that we say that Soyser, the Rashi brings down the Shidas arrive. He says, Dafka Latiris and not Labai. That it's not going to be, so it's really not a game as mine as that. It's only Dafka Latiris, and it's not going to be Labai. Which, the Riff doesn't bring down this Gemara. Pshad is, why isn't Riff bringing down this Gemara? So someone said, maybe the Pshad is that goes like the Raiva. The Raiva says, this Gemara is not in a Gay Labai. It's only in a Gay Latiris. And someone said, the reason why the Riff didn't bring down this Gemara is because it goes like she's a Raiva. It's only Gay Labai. So the gay of the tyrus, not a baila, and being that this man is don't have tyrus, so therefore that's the reason why the riff didn't bring it down.
Who said this?
What? Pesach has a sound like that. What's the dichy to say why? It's a problem. Why didn't the riff bring it down? I mean, the pastors would seem like that the riff at all, like the right, which is not so geschmack to say like that. So the dichy, why to say maybe the reason why the reason why didn't bring it down? So one malach is. They say so wants to say the pshat is because it's not so shkiach, the whole situation. So this whole case is not so shkiach. Being that most ladies see 4 or 5 days, so where's it going to be in the gay? This whole sugya is only in the gay if a lady sees very, very short. So being most ladies see 4 or 5 days, therefore it's not shkiach that such a thing should happen. So being that it's not shkiach, such a thing happened, that's the reason why the riff didn't bring it down. What? He doesn't say things which are not shkiach and not common, being that it's very, very not shkiach. Therefore, that's the reason why he doesn't bring it down. So maybe you mentioned it. Even Chua Kukhafei says, like, what do you mean? People see 4 or 5 days. He knows plenty of people see a day or two. Maybe you didn't Chua Kukhafei. He's like, well, ladies see 4 or 5 days. It's not like shkiach. plenty of ladies see a day or two and just is that all? Kuf Chafei. And the Yoyim Adorim the Chukim. Kama Nashim Reis Yoyim Yomayim Pesach. So day or two you stop and that's all. So he says, he wants to say, different Mahalach in the Rif, he wants to say the Chan Rif is that he held like the Shitas Rambam, according to the Rambam, he only puts three Ainus. So if you like the Rambam, he only puts three Ainus, so what's going to be like a Timsa that's going to be Negeya? It's end up, you have to be Yerusham Shavisim. He lost the first Tarsa Taisus. The Negeya is like the first Tarsa Taisus. And the only Negeya, since the whole shaila of the Gemara is by you were Shom Shabbos, so the Dove is a Vadi Lo Shkiach. It's Vadi Lo Shkiach to be Shom Shabbos. The family of you, I read from our great Mahakla Shabbazera, because they are like the Rambam, it's only there. And you don't have it only on this, Lo Shkiach, Lo Shkiach. So the Rav, because of the Rav, it says Dafka Latiris and Nalabaila. So the Rav brings a Raya. What's the Raya? Is Dafka Latiris Nalabaila? Because the Gemara says in Nafsam of Zion that Be'etzem, either Midrais or a lady Be'etzem, on the seventh day of her Zion came Be'etzem, she could have Tashmish. Just Chazal came along and says, don't do it. Why? Because we have Tashas on Sundays. On Sundays, I'm convinced we have Tashas. Why? Because Mitzvah Yom Kippur. Came along and said, you shouldn't do that. Why? Because if you have Tashas on Sundays, I'm convinced. And then afterwards, you see, will come out that you're Soyser, all Zainakim, will come out you did Aveir Mafeir. Because even though we all Mitzvah Yom Kippur, that's what we do 7 days, the seventh day after Alois, Mitzvah Yom Kippur, in Texas, of course, Sphere Zainakim. If you do see on the seventh day, it will be Soyser all the days. So therefore, you're not supposed to do Tashmish on. Therefore, you're not supposed to do Tashmish on the seventh day. What? Yeah, it's not Soyser. Frak the Ravid, if you say Pilates is also the Baila, so why do we have to come along? Maybe you come along and become a Nida, and it'll be a problem. Fine to say is that you be Pilatus. You have Tashmish to be Pilatus. It says that day. So you lost the 7 day. If you lost the 7 day, so then you're finished. Elamai, but the fact that the Gemara has to come along and say that maybe I'm going to see a Rias Nido, and it doesn't say that, and it doesn't seem to be bothered by Pilatus, vice the choice that Pilatus is Dafka the Tyrus, and it's not going to be the Bible. That's the right. So what's the answer to the Rishonim Achilik, the Rosh and the most Rishonim Achilik? They say this halach is bain labayla bain labayla bain papyrus. So the Rosh says a nusach which of a chamim kibes aris on the test the way he's masver. It's like this. He says that yesh lechalik between rias of pilatus to ria of a rias nida, which is lisa. He says that if a lady's Pilatus on the seventh day, so on one hand, I have Mixim Kukula. What's Mixim Kukula tell me? That today was a day which was Naki. I counted the Chiluk in the morning, therefore today is a day which is Naki, and you have Mixim Kukula. On the other hand, you were Pilatus an hour later, so that tells you that Mixim of the day was not clean, and therefore that makes the Kilo the day was not clean. So you have two opposite tracks going on. We have Mixim Kukula telling us the day was clean. I'm using Kuli Palaeus that I was called like this, and therefore the day is considered Nachli. He says that if you have one track telling you it's clean, and it's Shibin Akiyam, one track telling you it's not clean, so it's not a problem. It's clean and not clean, but it's still called Shibin Akiyam. I count the Mixing Kuli, right? Now, Mixing Kuli doesn't make Kilo part of a day, it's like a whole day. So it's Kilo, I counted the full Zayn Akiyam. Fine. Now, what happened? I split this, Kuli can happen. So now, that tells me that this day, on one hand, has an aspect which is not clean. So it's clean, and it's not clean. So if you have an aspect which is clean, therefore, that's enough to be considered that I have a Zayin Akim. Hashem came, if you see a Rias Nida is Seisa. If you see a Rias Nida during the Zayin, it's Seisa all Zayin and Seisa. It messes up the whole Zayin again. So if I see a Rias Nida, which is Seisa all Zayin again, so that trapes up the whole Zayin again, and therefore I can't say I have an aspect that Tar and Tame, I messes up the whole Zayin again. I agree with the whole thing. Because the Yetzer Chalak between a Rias Nida, which is messes up the whole Zayin again, or a Pelatas, which is just makes it look at a day that's not a day which is not game. If I'm polite, we're just looking at a day that's not a day which is not game, so on one hand, we'll see the day is not game. It's not game any not game. Look what's Zayin Akiyam. Saying if you're dealing with a Ria of Nida, which messes up the whole Zayin Akiyam, so that's regular whole Zayin Akiyam, and therefore that's why it's not going to be right from the Gemara of the fact that you can have Hashmish on Yim Zayin, only issues going to be Ria Snida, because Yesh Chalak can be Ria Snida and Ria of Hakabanim Chidus Rav. It is the Stavka, the Tyrus, not the Bailo. Affect the Rush. How can you do such a thing? How can you spout Tyrus and Bailo? How can be half a Nida? If you're a Nida, you're a Nida. If you're not, you're not Nida. Who do you find as a concept that you could split the Tuma from the Issa? So this is really a very big break. The topic in the game of the every time a person is elated, it becomes a nida. There are two aspects going on. On one hand, there's an aspect, a person is becoming tamei, if we get it, tumah v'taira, most of it. The second nida of 70 people out, let's say 55 of them tumah v'taira. And then there's like another 15-20 baat v'negeya, issur l'baila. So the big tumah v'nachrenim, is the issur l'baila a tumah d'kedin? That's what we said of issur l'baila, or is it a separate thing? Tumah v'taira and issur l'baila. It's really two things, and they have no shaykh. The Shmaitz in I think it was Aleph Tetzvah, once we write from places above the Kamid of Aleph, places above the Kamid Aleph says that Kitanik Kabi didn't strike Sveika. There's a cloud that the Safa Tumah and Shuziyachid is Tameh, Safa Tumah and Shuziyachid is Yvitar. So, Yehannes Kabi, they didn't need the Baila. Would you say it's just a thing or not? Kabi Tumah is a cloud, Shuziyachid Tameh. And Shram is going to be tar. So the question is, Kabbid is the Bible, we can say the same thing. I have a suffix Nida. So do we say, oh, so if she was first Nida, she's Ram, we have a suffix. I did a particular she's Ram, you lost it. So we say, ah, suffix is Shram, she's tar. And do we, is there a chilek to Shram, she's Yachid, Kabbid is the din of Issa the Bible or not? So look at this, Bavarish Nida. Huh? Yeah, what makes it good? So they says, Yesh Chai between Tuma and Issa the Bible. Shmaitz and Aleph Tesvav wants to say that it's two separate parashias. There's Toma and there's Issa L'Bailos. The Issa is not a because she is Tome, therefore I can't have Hashmish with her. It's not like Thomas Mitzoyer or something like that. Yeah, sorry, that example. It's not a Teloda of the Toma being on Tome, therefore I'm not going to the Issa. Two separate parashias. There's Toma, there's Issa, and the two things have no shaykhs to each other. She does Shmaitz, and you do also, I think, Simon Chav Chav also goes along with Mahabah. The Chav is Yoyim and Simon Chav Tess. The Chav is Yoyim and Simon Chav Tess was being a riot from this Rosh, not like that. Because what does Rosh say? How can we have an Ida? He says, how can the Rabbi say it only works the Tyre, it's not the Bible? Think it's like the Bible. Why not? If you learn that the Issa the Bible and Issa the Tumah are two separate parishes, and there's Toma and there's a Slavaya, two separate things. So why is it not Nidal Chatzah and two separate Rashias? Kabi Tyrus, it's Kabi Tuma, it's Iker, and Kabi Slavaya, it's not going to be Iker. Therefore, he says, Vaisacha is not like the Shmaitza, the Chokas Yoyev. The Shaitz Shavu Sachak, you have some Chav Tess. What do I say? The Rosh says it can't be the Chatzah, that's what it's called. The Rosh says it can't be the Chatzah. That the Rosh says it can be l'chatzayin, elamai, the fact that he's bothered by it can be l'chatzayin, elamai, it's mashma, that it's all one parasha, the tumma, since you are tamei, therefore you have issur l'baila. And if we're going to say that seisa kapi tumma, then who didn't kapi issur l'baila also is going to, then it's also going to be us. So the footnote gets involved in the whole shaila, is there, it's not going to get for now, is there a tumma needed by a going? It's just as a concept. A lady who's Thomas Nida, and she has a B.S. guy. Does she have a B.S. Nida or not? celebrated by Purim with Hanesferis, Mashal, what?
She's by
Esther with Hanesferis. Esther was Nida, Hanesferis. Was she over to Miss Nida, or just be as a cousin? He's a fab on the bottom of the day. If you say maybe it's a Toledo from the Tumah, so maybe I'm not going half Tumah, don't have Tumah, maybe yeah, maybe not. Like, come on, he wants to be right from the rush. The fact that he holds it can't be L'chatzayin, Alamai, it's all one parsha, and the Isser is the Toledo from. Isser is the Toledo from. In the Raven, you can say either it's Chelo from that, or even the Raven. Oh, good to have it, even though it's a Titzah from that, but. Levels or something along those lines.
Self-intelligence
without guitar? What? Don't they rush? No, okay, so you have to. Taste is not like that. So the Mach, there's one of Shimon Taste Baba Kama, and there's different ways of answering why Chukim Rishriya is going to be different than Dina Yisrael. The Rush also says, so one of my colleagues is holding Tumah Vatiris, it didn't end up Kavatiris. Or it's also going to be for the Bible. There's also Shkisa Rosh, which brings down that sad that it only applies that which we say the letter successor is not going to be by via of a Zav. If the man's a Zav, then as Shkisa Zera comes out, that's going to be Tommy. But if the man is going to be Tar, a regular person, without a Zav, so in that situation you want to say that it's not going to be. He says, why should it be Tommy? Why should the Shkisa Zera be Tommy? So if the person's a Zav, so then Shukhazera should be Tommy. If a regular person whose Shukhazera is not Tommy, so then.
Why should it be Tommy?
Only that would be Zav. I'm saying a regular person, it shouldn't be a. In the halacha of the Maisa, we hold that it's Bain Latira, Bain Latira is Bain Isha Labaila. It's Saisa in both of them, and it's not Dafka by Zav. It's also going to be by. It's also going to be by any other person. So let's throw a couple of shayas which negate them. That's fine. The halacha now. Just a couple of shayas which are negate as a shayla. So kids, we all now like the Rambam passages. We all have to be six oinus. Being that it has to be six oinus, so come out that let's say a passage Sunday during the day. So come out when the six oinus is going to end up. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday night doesn't count on any of them. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the being.
Why does Sunday night does count?
What is it? Sunday night? Yeah, start Sunday night. Sorry, yeah. Sunday night does count.
Sunday night, Monday, Monday night, Wednesday,
Wednesday. Right. You know, so kids are. What? Right. You know, so how many days is that going to be? It's always going to be when? It ended up being 4 days. The truth is, it ended up being 4 days because you have to have six full units of clean. So if I see if I attach to it by a Sunday day, so then. Wednesday day. So it can't. It does. So it would end up being the fourth day. Shmudeshah came along and says that we're gracious that maybe somebody's going to have Tashas Venus Mashas. And the person's going to think that really it was day. Really, it's end up being the next night. Tashas Venus Mashas, you make something day. Really, it's end up being the next night. I think that you think is going to be the next night. Come with them, sure. I think it's 12:15, no? There? No. You can have Tashmish during the Vanish Mashas. You're going to think it's during the day. Really, it's going to be the next night. Being that it's going to be the next night, so you're going to end up doing it too early. So therefore, came along to this and said that there's a minute to add on an extra day, because maybe a person's going to get mixed up during Vanish Mashas. So there's a couple of times for our eyes going through Shavar. Okay, so Kitzer, you have to have 72 hours. I'm saying the passage should have 4 days. You just get long to be the fifth day. So a classical case. Somebody flies. Lose 6 hours. What happens now? Do we say that you had oinus? Six oinus is okay, or it's totally in 72 hours. Is it oinus or is it 72 hours? So you can say maybe you're right, because every day of the day is like 5 minutes earlier, so like it'd be 3 minutes shorter. Maybe that's not much to make a difference. Let's say you fly, what?
Rush in the eighth place.
What do you say?
Rush in the eighth place.
Okay, that's a good point. Isn't enough gemina if somebody flies in the eighth place? What's the luck if somebody. Somebody has fertility treatments. Somebody has fertility treatments. So you're going to go IVF, and you just. It's not through an ICP, whatever, it's not going to get all the way to what it is. But so you just put it in. You put the zera in. I do. I have four days. You put the zera in. Is it impolite to send that or not?
No.
What?
No.
Do you have to have a meisa bia?
No.
Or it's not. The metzias of zera coming out of her, that could also make a impolite. Let's say, let's say somebody made a mistake. What happens? And they did hefsek. We mentioned this thing once. That they put, the rabbis say you have to do rishon v'shvi, so they just did two bedikas. They just did hefsek and shvi. They got mixed up. The hefsek was day one. They did hefsek, they thought it was day one, and they're going to make it on day six. Well, I have a story. So you went to make it on day six once. What?
Day 11 instead of day
12. They had tashmish, and then they realized a mistake. So now, what do they do now? They wanted to do 5-6. They did all the digas, now what do they do now? What? Well, let's now, what do you do? They have number 7 now. Right? They have to be Poirish now, right? They would be as need after Lat Shuva. They have to be Poirish now. Now. They have to go to. When can she go to Mikvah? Okay, right? A lot of times a lady's not sure in terms of. Not sure exactly when she saw. So pick, you'll remember, or you have a clock, or you all know. So before, so after, when does she come to me? So that's a very common case. The question is, counting the 4 or 5/days, the question is, when are you going to start that? If you have a suffix, when it was, what do you do then? Do you have to start from a later time? Is there something wrong with Gula? Are we still waiting for Chumra?
5 days should be enough for that, no?
Yeah. Fine. We had a shiloh, this happened like Thursday night, as I was walking into the shiloh Thursday night. Somebody called up and said that they just went to the mikvah and they realized that they only waited 4 days, as opposed to 5 days. Wasn't Lanza. She called up. It was 11 o'clock. It was 10:42 as I was walking through Thursday night Shaila Shir. I mentioned the Shaila then. The question is, what happens then? Do you say... Well, okay. We'll discuss all these things. Will other Shailas come up? In terms of the 5 days, let's say the lady was Pirish. Let's say they were Pirish. Let's say the lady was Pirish because she had a marriage she thought wasn't good. And then, let's say, on Ayin Beinus, the Bedikah, if it was no good, they were Pirish. And then they brought the Rav 2 days later, and the Rav was good. Can they count that as, like, day one of the 5 days in that? What?
They held they were Osir.
Is that enough? What about every... What?
What about your Kippur?
Well? You can't pray a Tishabab, right? Can you count that? You can't pray a Tishabab, can't count that as day one. What about every Oinus Leves? Like, can you count the Oinus Leves as day one? You can have Oinus Leves, which you have one, and, does that count for 1 to 5 days? Or has to be Dafka? Let's see, another case comes up once in a while. A lady goes to the mikvah, and then before they had time to have Tashmish, she saw. You say she was mutter, so therefore, happens that it's more common by people like a month after they're married, huh? Because everything's all messed up and not basulim, so therefore they go to mikvah and boom, then I saw before they have tashmish. Do you see have to wait to do another 5-7? Or do you say maybe. What? Okay.
Five, seven.
Five, seven. Okay, these are all shahs gamzes. Because it's how we have a beer basically. What? Because these are shahs that we should be clearing as they go through the Shulchan Aruch. So on Wednesday, we're going to have a share on the Shulchan Aruch. I think for Yud Alf, Yud Beis Yimgim, I think we're going to give like a week. But next Monday, we should be done and move on to. We want to see some.